Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, April 6th, 2016. This is episode 159 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I really appreciate it. As I say every week, I would not do this without you, so I really appreciate the fact that you're here. And I think we have a really good show. I think we have so many good things to talk about. But I want to start with something that is probably outside the experience of really any of us. And that is this new movie that's out, this Batman v Superman movie from Warner Brothers. And I want to be very clear about this. I don't do much work in Hollywood. And when I say by much work, I mean, you know, any. So I claim no expertise here. But I think it's fair to say that the movie has been a disappointment for Warner Brothers on two levels. One, critically, it has gotten hammered. It has just gotten abused by the critics. And secondly, while it's making an immense amount of money, it's not making a whole lot of money relative to expectations. Some folks are concerned that it will struggle to make $1 billion. Now, I realize to you and I, you might look at a movie that goes out and makes close to $1 billion and think, well, that's pretty good. But when this is considered to be the cornerstone of how they're building their movie universe, and when they spent $250 million to make the movie, and probably darn near that sum to market the movie, that's not a great return on their spend. They can't be terribly happy about that. And there's a lesson there that I think every marketer can learn. Because the reason the movie hasn't worked and has struggled in the marketplace is because they're not telling a good story. They are changing the characters from what most people want. It's a little dark, it's a little scary, it's not really what people expect. It's not the content they're looking for. And we are increasingly moving into a world where the first experience customers will have with your company is going to be through your content. Now, I've talked about this before. You know, we've moved into an era where digital is the whole world, really, right? We've got web, we've got mobile, we've got social. Perhaps in time we will see wearables. You know, we're seeing the success of products like the Amazon Echo, where people are experiencing the companies through the digital experience and specifically through the content you're offering them. And that's why content matters. That's why content becomes so important. I wrote a piece not long ago where I talked about the fact that we're all publishers now. That really underscores you're in the business of creating and curating content that helps tell a successful brand story for your brand and your business. And I want to be fair. Maybe we're all networks now is a better way to look at it, because it may not be text content, though it could be that. It can also be audio, it can be visuals, it can be video. So think things like images and infographics and, dare I say it, podcasts or video blogs or Instagram or Vines or any of those tools might be the first experience that customers have with your business. They're also going to experience your business through things like apps and forms and shopping carts and booking engines and the lead form on your website and things like that. That again are another type of content. They're just interactive content. their content with which they engage. And whether it is static content, again, whether it's text or audio or video, or it's dynamic interactive content in the sense of apps and forms and online tools, content experience matters. I've talked a lot lately about how you drive seamless experiences and how important that is. And that's why I've been spending so much time there, because it's really about how you create a great experience for the customer that has them say, yeah, this is a business that I want to interact with. This is a brand that fits my life, that fits my needs. Obviously, there's a lot of ways you can create a better content experience and a better experience overall. Now, some of those are going to be derived from the things I talked about a few weeks ago in our episode on driving seamless experiences. But increasingly, when we think of content, we also think of things like personalization. We can think of things how data helps deliver the experience. My friend Robert Cole coined a phrase today where we think of experience as a service, which might seem a little redundant, but that's almost the point. You know, when we think about software as a service, or when we think about utilities as a service, or we think about enterprise as a service, well, really, experience as a service are the data and the tools that enable a great customized, personalized experience for customers at every step in their buyer's journey, and that allow them to interact with you in a way that works for them, that meets their needs. And digital can do that so effectively. Or at least it can if you take advantage of it. So what should you do? Well, you should look at things like your entry pages and the social pages with which customers interact with you. Take a close look at the content that draws customers deeper into the conversation. Obviously, on your website, it's the easiest. You want to look for pages that are high traffic with high bounce rate, because those are a disaster. Right? When we talk about a high traffic, high bounce rate page, that's a page where somebody enters your site, sees the content, says, this isn't for me, and leaves without doing anything else on the site, without clicking a single link or checking out your navigation or filling in a form or anything. They're just out of there. Now, that's a terrible, terrible thing to have happen in any account. It's definitely a big deal if it's paid media, because you paid to, you know, piss customers off and not answer their question. But it's just as bad if it's quote unquote free. And I definitely say quote unquote free because, first of all, there's no such thing as free. You either paid for the employee's time or used your marketing budget to either develop that content or to acquire that content from another source. So that's pretty bad, right? You spent money to give a customer a bad experience. The second problem, and really the bigger problem, is you've just killed the first experience that that customer has ever had with your brand. You didn't help them. You wasted their time. You may have even annoyed them. And that's a terrible, terrible way to build a relationship with a customer that's going to turn into long-term revenue and profitability for your business. So you've got to fix these. You've got to develop a test and learn methodology that really helps you understand what's working, what isn't, and how you can improve upon that. I wrote a whole post over on Bizology that I will have in the show notes for today's episode that can help you figure out how to do that for your brand and for your business. Obviously, you want to listen to your customers on all the sources where they interact with you, whether it's mobile, whether it's social, whether it's search. You need to understand how and where people are finding you. And then, of course, you need to think about, how is your organization put together? Who creates and curates the content for your brand and business? Who establishes that editorial voice? fundamentally, who speaks for your business? Now, in the case of Batman v. Superman, they are following the vision of a single producer and director. And as you can see, the market isn't buying. But the lesson shouldn't be that that's the wrong way to do it, because Marvel Pictures does the same thing. A guy by the name of Kevin Feige, who's the president of Marvel Pictures, sets the overall agenda for how they make their movies, and they've done pretty darn well for themselves over the last couple of years. By the way, this is not restricted to Hollywood. GE does the same thing. GE, of all companies, has a chief creative officer, a guy by the name of Andy Goldberg. And under his watch, they've created the number one rated podcast. This past November, a podcast they created hit number one on iTunes, a show called The Message. Andy Goldberg said, "I don't consider it advertising. It's a podcast show that just happens to be produced by a brand instead of a network. I'm not saying, hey, go out and buy a jet engine. It's a science fiction story to connect listeners with what the GE brand is about without selling the GE brand." So I'm just saying, if it works for GE, it'll probably work for you. And you can do this at any scale. You don't need to have a chief creative officer per se, but you might need to be one for your brand and for your business. And as you do that, you want to learn from those who do it well. Or in the case of Batman v Superman, maybe learn from those who haven't done so well. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for today. But I want to remind you, you can find the show notes for today's episode, which include links to all of the articles I've talked about, by going to the website timpeter.com/podcast. You'll find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes there. And while you're there, you can go ahead and subscribe by clicking on the link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or Google Play Store, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. And of course, you can find me on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter. Finally, if you're so inclined, you can shoot me an email by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. Just send me your comments, questions, concerns, complaints, whatever happens to be top of mind for you. I'd love to hear it. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I genuinely appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.